Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. Brain Lemonade. When October comes around, we're just going to say it like zombies.
Yeah, that was my first attempt at saying zombie brains. I always thought it'd be really funny to, like, we should teach our friends new baby brains to be their first word.
Brains. It's our first episode after episode 20. So this is 21.
Yeah. That's usually what comes after 20. And this episode can legally drink.
Yay. Speaking of, we both have a drink.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we're adults. We're of age by many, many, many moons.
Relax.
Sorry. But I have a guava spritz.
And I just got some cold brew with a whiskey.
Yeah. Completely opposite.
Some casual.
Taste beverages. Taste palettes. Palettes?
I guess the good thing about that is the game that we're going to play. You know, my brother my brother first introduced us to this game about a couple years ago. We loved it so much that we went and got our own version before we even went back home.
Yeah.
We were visiting on vacation, played this game with them, went to a store, bought our own.
Yep.
That he didn't have.
Yep.
Brought it home with us, and then we came home and bought two more.
Like, the cool thing, I don't know if it's a cool thing or if it's sucks about this game, is that, like, each box comes with two characters, so, like, either, since we're usually the game hosts, right, do we buy all the characters, or do we, like, count on our friends that want to come play with us to buy their own characters and bring their own?
I like to see vice versa, because I like to have some of my own characters. Like, we haven't bought a character since last year,
right?
You know, so,
but I was just like, are we the host with all the games? I think it's cool if other people buy, like, their own set, too. That way, they can play without us.
Right.
Because it's a two-player game.
Well, it's more than a two-player game. Let's just jump right into this.
Yes.
This game is called Dice Throne.
Bah!
There are so many characters that there's a Season 1, there's a Season 2, and they even released a Marvel expansion, which I don't know if that's being labeled as Season 3. We should look that up at some point. Anyway, it's designed by Roxley Games.
I think so.
Looks like a rooster with some cyberpunk glasses on it. It says, "Welcome to Dice Throne, a heart-pumping, fast-playing game of skillful card play and dice manipulation that will have your game nights cheering." So, basically, when you buy the game, you're buying two characters.
Mm-hmm.
And each box, two characters, two people, fight each other.
Yep.
That's how it works. You fight each other until your health points are gone. If you have four characters, you could do 2v2, or you could do a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
If you have six characters, same thing. You can do 2v2v2. You could do 3v3. That's my opinion. If it doesn't say do 3v3, I think you could do 3v3.
Yeah.
Just think, it's, you know, it's all about figuring out your health points at that point.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
And didn't they release, like, a thing where you can all go against, like, one big baddie?
Yeah, I think they released something where you can do an adventure together.
Yeah.
You just pick your character. That's awesome.
That's cool.
This comes with all of it. We've been able to find them for $25. Some people charge different for different characters. So, all depends. We know a couple of Colorado stores that have them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, right from their site. I think they just hit Target, but they only with their Marvel expansions.
And you have to buy the whole expansion.
Yes.
Or four characters.
Yes.
So, do you want me to read what characters kind of,
well,
classes they have?
Let's do what they have on the box super quick.
Okay.
And it's just how to play.
Okay.
One, roll your hero's dice 3 times to activate abilities. 2, upgrade abilities and play action cards to surprise your foe. 3, defeat your opponent and take the throne.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Each character has a rating on it, too, that deals with, like, how hard or in-depth the character,
like, their mechanics are.
The mechanics of this character,
yeah,
is, yes. Nicole is playing the level 2 gunslinger. and I'm playing the level 3 samurai, not because of levels, but because they share a box together.
They do share a box.
I thought that'd be kind of fun. I can deflect your bullets kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's... We'll get into this, but they're, like, there's a samurai and a ninja, and they both have excellent, like...
stuff.
Deflecting yes. things. Some of the other characters that you can get in a box together are the barbarian and moon elf.
Yeah. I love that moon elf. I've tried it. So cool.
Santa versus Krampus.
I want it so bad. The only way you can get it, I heard, is from their Kickstarter, or it'll release this fall or something.
Yeah. Are they really out of all their other... They only have barbarian and moon elf available?
Nah. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Okay. The battle chest.
Right?
The battle chest.
I mean, I can keep going. I know, I kind of know a good amount of them by heart.
Paladin and yep. the monk.
Paladin and the monk.
And then there's the ninja and the treant. That was our first one.
Ninja and the treant was our first one. The treant is a level 4 or 5, but that's a hard guy yeah. to use.
And then there's also...
The ninja's cool, though.
Yeah.
Ninja's dope.
The
shadow thief and the pyromancer.
Right. The tactician and the huntress.
The tactician and the huntress. And the huntress, I think, comes with an animal companion. Yeah.
And then there's the cursed pirate and the artificer.
Artificer.
And we have that one. And the cursed pirate, I think... In my opinion,
I think you wanted to use that one.
The most complicated, but it's cool.
The most complicatingly awesome character yeah. that you want to use.
And, like, you don't start as a cursed pirate. I'll just leave that there and we can play that
Someone
those characters
will play
eventually.
It. Our goal is to hopefully battle the two of us, get two of our other friends to get on here and battle, and then get two more, and then do a round sake to see who takes the dice throne.
Who is the dice throne?
No, who is the dice king? The dice... Who's the throne king?
What
there
is it
we
called?
Go. I don't know.
Is it called the throne king? Over 1,000 tournaments, the Mad King has never lost. Heroes come from all corners of the globe, each with their own reasons for seeking supreme power. Will you be bold enough to take the throne?
Nice.
Is what it says on here.
Sweet stuff.
But yeah, so initially, like, with a 1v1.
1v1, it's,
They say to start with 50 hit points each, and
we're gonna
two
do 25
combat points each
two
to start.
Combat points. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was one.
Yeah, I've always thought it was one, and then I actually read the directions, so. just to make the game a little bit quicker, we're starting with slightly half health, I guess.
Yes.
Before
going a little farther, I'll kind of give you a detail of what's in the box, in the box that you get two character mini boxes that has the character card. So you got a big picture of your character. I got a samurai in the front of mine. Nicole's got a gunslinger on hers. You get a deck of cards. You get your health tracking meter. You get your combat points. You got some little tokens right here that your character can deal upon. And you have a character card that tells you what your tokens do. And 5 dice each that are usually colored and themed according to character. My favorite little bitty too is this what I wanted to read off before we got going. That way people kind of know we got all that out of the way.
Perfect.
It's the turn order card. So your first phase is the upkeep phase. Your second phase is the income phase. And then the third phase is the main phase. Okay, so it's like deal with your status effects, draw your card, and then get going. That's how you go.
Right.
And then you get your offensive rolls, which is you're rolling your 5 dice is up to 3 times. So if you roll your 3 dice and you get a 5, which has, for me, a samurai helmet on, and that's the icon. Well, okay, let's do it by numbers. If that's the one I want, I'm going to set that aside and re-roll the other dice. But you only have 3 times to do that. So
yep.
Choose wisely and trust the dice. No, don't trust the dice. They're evil.
They can be, yeah.
So then after the offensive roll, you have your targeting roll and your defensive roll. So when someone attacks you, you can defend back.
Just once.
Or someone else can defend, yeah.
Right.
And then you do your main phase again and your discard phase if you need to discard anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweet. You also deal yourself 4 cards from your deck.
4 cards after shuffling?
Yep.
Let me do a good shuffle really quick.
Me too.
Shuffle. 4 cards?
4 cards.
Okay, 4 cards. After shuffling your deck. Yeah, and I have my character's other, like, character card in front of me. On my dice, I have 3 katanas, 2 kabutos, which are, I think, helmets, and rising suns. What's yours got?
I have...
At the bottom on your dice list.
I have bullets.
Nice.
A dash, and a bullseye.
A bullseye, classic.
Yeah. Who's going to go first?
I think we roll. Highest number goes first. Highest number goes first.
I got a 6.
You got a 6. I got 4. You go first.
All right. I just want to... So, it's kind of cool because each of these characters come with, like, a little bio about them. So, wanted to read...
So, we're both going to be taking time to, like... Our first turns are going to be slow because we're going to read our bios and we're going to just have a little
kind
fun.
Kind of explain what we're doing. So... The gunslinger, driven by the ruin brought to her family, the gunslinger now spends her life pursuing all those who are vile and corrupt within the world. Each time she deftly reloads her twin pistols, she takes one step closer to vengeance. And her, like, tagline under the gunslinger says, "The gun is mightier than all of you."
Nice. I'll do mine after you go.
Cool. So, every turn, so I'm going to do my upkeep phase. Or what's the...
Is there anything to do in your upkeep right now? Do you collect stuff? Some characters collect tokens. Right. Like, I don't know, like, I can't remember the example, but some of them get, like, bullseye shots or...
Right.
I think... not cannons, what are they? TNT dynamite or something?
Yeah, so...
And mine is, I have one called Shame. I'll just rip that
Shame.
Off. For shame.
For
shame you.
So since I'm going first, for the income phase, I don't get a combat point or draw more cards.
Because you go first?
Because I'm first. Okay. But I do get my passive token.
Your passive token, got it.
Which is quick draw. And I gain a reload, which is one of my status effects. If a player concludes their offensive role plays with an attack, I may spend this token. And if it's spent, I can roll one die and add half the value as damage.
Nice.
Rounded up. So that's just like a bonus to me to go after you. So I can't really do any of that other stuff since I'm first. And so I'm going to go for my attack roll.
Should we read out loud our rolls? I just don't know how important that is. I guess the final roll.
Yeah, once I resolve
it. Final roll. So, I guess while you're rolling, I can talk a little bit and choosing your stuff. Like, what I liked about this game is you can have literally up to 2 people if you wanted to. You just take turns fighting each other, and the odds, you know, of it being different. I guess it also depends on your tactical style, too, but...
Right.
But it's, I don't know, it's really fun to, like, just pick a character and play, you know?
Yeah.
And the fact that they released something that you could fight each other with, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Or together, not with each, or at each other.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I only rolled twice because I was happy with my rolls. So I have 4 bullets.
Okay.
And in my, on my card, 4 bullets deals 4 damage.
Okay. And on my card, I can stand tall and defend.
Okay.
I take 3 of my dice and I roll them. For every katana, you get 1 damage back, so I got 2 katanas, so you take 2 damage. And for every koto, I prevent 1 damage from me, and I prevent 1 damage. So how much damage did I get? So you said 4 damage?
4 total, so
I get
3.
Cool.
And I took 2.
Sweet. Samurai, that's cool.
Right, and then since it's just the 2 of us, we don't really need to worry about the targeting role, just because...
It's just 2 of us.
It's just 2 of us. Yep. You did the defensive role, so then I can do my main phase again, which is use or play any of my modifying cards.
Okay.
So I actually have this card called Bounty Hunter 2.
Bounty Hunter 2.
To upgrade for 1 combat point.
So on your card, you also have your moves, your character's moves, their specials, and their defenses and all that stuff. And in your deck, you can keep upgrading them if you spend your combat points.
Mm-hmm.
So combat points are friendly to collect because not only can you use power-ups on yourself or negative effects on your enemy, but you can also use it to power up your stats. Like you're leveling your character up in battle.
Yeah. And I think for those abilities, there's I think, three upgrades. So you can get up to three.
Up to three.
For each of those. So I just upgraded my Bounty Hunter, which is nice because it gets... I deal a bounty on you, and I can deal two undefendable damage.
Nice. What's a bounty?
So a bounty is one of my little status negative status effects.
Status effects.
When you're afflicted with a bounty, this token is attacked by... Okay. Blah, blah, blah. When a player with this token is attacked by an opponent, the attacker increases their damage by one, and... I gain one CP, and it's persistent.
Hmm.
So once you got a bounty on you, you get a bounty on you.
Nice. That's fun. Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Let's do this. All right. Before I get going on my turns, I'll read the bio of the samurai, who's level 3. His weapon of choice is obviously the katana. Bio: driven by an endless pursuit of honor, the samurai will stop at nothing to drive all who are not worthy from his sight. He marks with shame those who are small, petty, and insignificant. In the end, the shameful must be put to the sword, even if this means taking his own life. Yeah, shame is no joke in this. I can hurt myself. And if I do something wrong, sometimes I have to inflict for shame on myself.
For shame on the family.
Yeah, and I'll do quick design development by Nate Chatelier and Manny Tremblay. Illustrations by Manny Tremblay. Graphic designs by Gavin Brown. So, yeah. Also, just to reiterate, these two are in the box together. So if you like the Gunslinger and the Samurai, they're together in a box. They're level 2 and 3.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump right into it and... heart you. No, I'm just kidding.
But first, make sure you give yourself a combat point.
One combat point at the beginning of every turn?
Yep, and draw a card.
And draw a card?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I'm going to worry about my cards at the end. I'm going to roll my dice. Is there anything else you can share about?
About Dice Throne?
Yeah, Dice Throne.
I don't know.
Let me see...
They did release some, like, comics.
Really?
Yeah, for the lore for this world. There's, like, two or three different issues that you can read, which I have not done yet.
That's so cool.
But, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's kind of like, I think when we introduce this to people, we ask them if they've ever played Overwatch.
Think of it as an Overwatch board game.
Yeah, so, like, you kind of, I mean, granted, you're not, you know, taking the point and escorting stuff, but like your character has specific things that it can do, and that's it, you know?
Okay. I have a large straight, which is 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, baby.
Dang, that's a good one.
Yes.
All right.
So.
Hit me with it.
I deal 7 points of damage. Hang on. And I roll 4 dice. Okay.
Okay.
All right, 4 dice, add 1 damage per samurai sword, which is none. Inflict shame per helmet, so you get shame.
Do I really get 4 shame?
No, wait. I guess so.
Can shame be stacked?
Let me double check my shame. Let me double check this shame. Nope, stack limit is 2, so you can take 2 right now.
I just get 2 shame.
Yes, take 2 shame. Shame on yourself. Every sunrise, I gain a strike back, which there was no sunrise.
All right, so I'm going to... My defensive...
So you only take 7 damage, yes.
Your defensive. Is a roll-off, a duel. So a you duel. And I roll 1 die.
Ah, samurai know what duel is. Samurai always
I got my...
duel. Ronin duel once a day.
Yes, my dual pistols. Well, I rolled a 1, so hopefully...
I rolled a 6.
Okay, if my roll is greater...
Told you, deflecting bullets, baby.
If your roll is not greater, I only deal 1... So I still take all 7 damage, but I deal 1 damage to you.
Okay, so I take 1 point of damage?
Yeah.
Okay, I could deal with that. So it's your turn. Oh, wait. I forgot. Let me look at my cards super quick. I'm going to use one of my combat points to play a card called Don't Back Down, and I gain Backstrike. So, that's one of my moves, so I have this little samurai sword token on. Backstrike, when a player with Backstrike receives damage as a result of an opponent's offensive roll, they may choose to spend this token. If spent, roll one dice, then deal half the value of that as damage, rounded up to the attacking player. So if you hit me and I use the token, I can deal half damage back.
Back to me. Okay.
Possibly. I can only have that stacked once. Shame. When a player is afflicted by shame, would deal damage as a result of their offensive roll, remove this token and reduce that damage by one attack modifier. I just thought I'd read that to you while you have two of them.
So if I dealt four shame to you, or four damage, I would only deal two.
When a player afflicted by shame would deal damage as a result of their offensive roll, remove this token and reduce the damage by one.
Okay.
What? Why would that make me put it on you?
Because I would remove my shame, but I would only deal 3 points of damage, or less damage.
Okay, I think I understand.
All right, so that's my upkeep.
Okay.
I'm going to give myself a combat point. I'm going to draw a card. Ooh, I'll hold on to that one. All right. Can I not roll bullets every single time?
That's damage, baby.
Well, I want.
Isn't that laying down fire?
Oh, well, yeah. But
I mean, you can keep rolling. Also, count the numbers. So while she's rolling, I can tell you that too. So, like some of these moves, like for me, they want three katanas. And I deal 5 damage, but if Nicole did it, it was probably bullets to do 4 damage or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, there's some other things that you can do in return. Like, you have a special move, but you also have an ultimate move. The special move, your passive move, yeah. Your ultimate move is when you roll all 6s or whatever.
Which, in all the games that we've played, I think that's only happened, like, once.
Yes, once.
So, basically, someone has only gotten a Yahtzee once.
Right. and your character cards also have... So, if they have this... Like, one of my things is to attack. Another one is to attack and do damage, or do something else. Another one is to inflict and do a little damage. Another one is a passive ability. And then you have ones where you can roll, like, straights. So, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, the whatever combination. And then there's large straights where you roll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever, you get what I mean. And that's next to your defenses too. And then you have other kind of stuff to gain health or however it works.
Right. All right. So
sorry, I thought I'd get that out of the way.
No, you're good. I rolled, so I have 2 bullets, 2 dashes, and a bullseye.
Nice. What happens?
I am using 2 combat points to use this card called So Wild, which allows me to change the value of any one die. So I'm going to change that 6 to a 4. So nice. I have 3 dashes and 2 bullets.
Okay.
Which is take cover.
Take cover.
So I gain evasive.
Okay.
And I also deal 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage.
But I can only get rid of 1 shame at a time.
Okay.
Is it? So 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage. You know, I think I'll be okay with taking it.
Take it.
Take it, Barry. All right. Is that my turn?
Yeah.
Or is it the end of your turn and my turn?
Yes.
All right. So, let's see. Oh, I also forgot to read my character's, like, under his name's thing. It says...
Like his tagline.
I know only honor and shame. There is no middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding. And he blocks bullets right at that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny that there's no middle ground, and yet he's in the middle of the board.
Right. Let's see. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna roll my
Do
main
it.
Phase.
Oh, let me move my dice.
Let's see. Daduga.
I thought there was another chart in the back of one of these things that, like, if you rolled certain things, if that makes sense, to, like, keep track of, like, the cool things that you've done.
Hmm.
Do you remember? Or is that a different game?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It might be from a different season.
Hmm. Good point.
Because sometimes they change the rules up with different seasons.
Hmm. How do you become a playtester for any game?
I don't know. So, I'm going to use a move called... I rolled two katanas and two sunrises. That lets me use my ability Wakizashi, yes. I gain strike back, which I already have, so I won't gain that, but I deal 3 undefendable damage.
Really? Okay. Because I have evasive, which lets me, like, move, like,
I know evasive, what evasive means.
But, I suppose that's not something I can use for undefendable.
So take 3 points of damage.
That's not fair.
And now it's your turn.
Okay. All right.
Wait, I forgot about the card turn. Hang on.
Oh.
I get to use this card called Vegas Baby.
Vegas Baby.
0 CP. Roll 1 dice. And gain 1/2 the value as CP.
Nice.
3. So, oh, round it up. So.
2.
2. Okay.
2
Discard
CP.
Discard that. Nice. All right, that ends my turn. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Alrighty. Okay. So, first upkeep phase. I can't get rid of my shame until I deal damage to you, but I'm going to give myself a combat point and draw a card. Ooh. Okay. Take your...
Oh, sorry.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I'll keep forgetting my dice in there.
It's okay.
I like that mine are yellow and purple.
Ooh.
Yours are brown, like poop.
Hey.
Just kidding. Like pudding, chocolate pudding, okay?
They're brown like leather because it's the wild, wild west.
Chocolate pudding. I'm just kidding.
I think I'm going to try and get a straight.
Yeah?
Whether it's small or large.
What you got so far? What do you need?
I have a 3, 5, and 6.
So you need a 2? You need a 2.
I need a 4 for a small straight.
And a 4, yeah.
Or a 2 and a 4.
For a large. Sorry, I got backwards.
Oh, there's a 4. Oops, it was a 4. You saw that, right?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it.
All right, let's see if I can get a 2. If not... Small straight is good too. And I got another 6. That's all right.
Close.
Okay. Doing a large or small straight.
What's that do?
So after targeting my opponent, which is you,
yes,
we both roll off.
Okay.
If your roll is greater or equal, deal 7 damage. Otherwise,
whoa,
deal 5 damage.
Otherwise, deal 5.
So either
if
way,
if you do better than me, I fail. Or you get you deal 7.
Yes.
I did 2.
3.
No!
So I deal 7, but also I'm going to get rid of my shame, so you get 6 points of damage.
All right, and I'm going to use my strike back. I'm going to spend the token, and I roll 1 dice. And I deal 1/2 of that rounded up, so 3 points of damage back to you.
What did you roll?
I used my backstrike.
Right, but what was your die?
I rolled a 5.
Dang. So you deal 3 back to me.
Roll 1 dice, then 1/2 the value as damage rounded up to the attacking player.
Can I evade that or anything?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I don't think you can.
Because I defended against your...
The defense. Yeah. Like, that's... I'm going to double check. The defensive ability is not activated. Defensive dice.
That okay. Could have been wrong. I think that's right. That's what it says on
my
card.
No, I feel
card.
Like
I
you're
just
right.
Read it off.
No, you're right. I always wanted whenever you get attacked, you want to like...
Right.
Even though that's what you were doing.
Right.
And you just deflected my bullets. All right. That move was called the showdown.
The showdown?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I think that ends my turn.
End your turn?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, I think I'm just going to start off by rolling. That's how I like to do it. I like to get that out of the way.
Also, I always forget this small little bit thing down at the bottom. You can't have more than 6 cards in your hand.
Okay.
And if you do, that's when you start to sell. Because it's literally...
Sell, discard, whatever you prefer.
Right. The last sentence on the instructions.
Oh my god. You do not. I almost got an ultimate. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to die, but I want to see someone get an ultimate.
I'm going to try and go for this ultimate. I have 3 sixes. I need 2 more sixes. Come on. Or sunrises. Come on, come on, come on. Ugh. I know you're the enemy, but you're also my wife. Blow on these dice.
Okay.
Show me 6.
Aww.
Damn it.
Did 3 sunrises do anything?
No.
Boo.
Oh man, I can't do anything. Let me see if I can spend.
I would say that it sucks to suck, but.
Okay, I'm gonna spend a combat point to change one of my dice rolls to a 6.
Okay.
Because I could do something with 4 sixes.
Okay.
I gain honor. I gain strike back, and I inflict 2 shame, which you can, yep, so I can give you your shame back.
Great.
Then deal 5 undefendable damage.
What? Who would have thought a freaking samurai would dominate a gunslinger? I'm down to 5.
John Wick knew.
John Wick did know.
Nicole's all quiet.
Like, I had to think about that. I'm down to 5 health. Thank you very much.
Yeah, baby.
All right. What's your ultimate called?
My ultimate is called Shogun.
Oh, okay.
And I need 6 sunrises. 5 sunrises. I gain honor, inflict 2 shame, then deal 13 points of damage.
Oh my gosh. That would have killed me. I'm glad it didn't happen, but like I said, I feel like getting...
Of
the same die, like, I'm sure there's some, you know, equation to it and whatever, but I don't quick maths on the spot. Okay. I'm also, when do I upkeep?
Now.
I'm going to use, before I roll, I'm going to use a reload.
Okay.
During my upkeep phase. A reload.
That's one of your tokens?
Yes.
Okay.
So I get to spend and add 1/2 of 1 die to attack damage. So after I do my damage to you, I get to roll another 4.
Okay.
Some extra damage. Rounded up. I was missing. I'll just roll that one in there. Okay. I'm just going to hit you with the
big
revolver.
Money, big money.
I'll re-roll this one to see if I can get... See, how can I get 5 of a kind?
Of bullets?
Of bullets.
You could do max damage to me. What is that?
5.
That's only 5?
Yeah.
Is that seriously 1? No, it's 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's the 3rd level on my first ability. Right. Okay, so I deal 5 points of damage, and then I'm using my reload token to deal... 1 extra point of damage because I rolled a 2.
Okay, I'm going to roll my defensive roll. So I do my 3 dice. On every sword, you take 1 point of damage. So you take 2 points of damage. And on every kabuto, I prevent 1 point of damage. So I prevent 1 point of damage.
So you take 5.
Okay, and then you take 2.
I took 2. Actually, you take 4. So I get rid of my shame.
Okay. Nice. Samurai is quick.
Samurai is quick.
I can just go bam, bam.
But I'm like quick on the draw.
That's
like
true.
Hammer.
I like how quick these two are.
Maybe that's why they're in the same box together.
Hmm. I never thought about that.
Like, Gunslinger, Old West.
And, I mean, samurais are considered Westerns sometimes, too. Samurai Westerns.
Right. But they're like...
I know what you mean, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Same vibes, but different locations, I guess. I don't know. Your turn.
My turn, eh? All right, I'm going to start my turn by spending an honor to increase my attack damage by one. So no matter what, I already have 1 point of damage. If I damage you, I guess. And then I'm going to roll.
Okay.
So let me take a look-see here. Look-see. Okay. Okay.
Did you know for the longest time I thought look-see was spelled L-O-O-K-S-I-E? Like... Looksy daisy, sort of.
Looksy daisy.
Not like look and see with your eyes.
A looksy.
Yeah.
A quick one.
Yeah.
Jeez, Nicole. Well, I rolled 2 samurai swords and 3 kabutos, which lets me perform solemnity.
Yes.
Okay, solemnity.
Salmonity.
Salemnity. I'm just kidding. which inflicts shame, but I think shame can only be stacked twice, so...
I have one shame.
Oh, you have one shame. Take another. Shame! And I deal 7 points of damage. The rest is up to you.
All right. I would like to try to evade.
Yeah.
So spend and roll 1-2 die to avoid attack. So since I only have 1 evasion, I can only roll 1 die, and if I roll a 1 or a 2, no damage.
No damage?
No damage.
What? That's how big evasion is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And I can, if I had multiple, I could use multiple evasion tokens at the same time.
Oh, really?
To increase my chances.
Oh, dang.
But I don't. I only had 1. And I rolled a 3. So, how many... So ooh. Can I...
I was doing 7 points of damage.
Can I evade? And also, do you want to duel? I don't know what...
We can try and duel.
I mean, I doubt
if
all.
If you can't, I mean, let's go all out. Whatever prevents, like, the game from finishing too early. We can have fun. We're going long this week. I don't know if anyone caught on to that. We're going to go a little bit longer because sometimes a battle could take an hour long.
Right. So, I mean, that's some not
battles,
too terribly.
Some battles were fucking years long. Like, come on.
It's true. All right, duel me.
Duel you.
What'd you roll?
Oh, I rolled a 5-2.
What are we meet? So
throw
you beat?
Another, no, another. We... Throw another all dice. Right. Now let's do this again. Oh, I rolled a 4.
I rolled another 5. So
that's
I
you.
Technically beat your roll.
So what happens?
I get to either deal 3 damage or prevent half damage.
Oh, your call. You're taking 7 points. Half damage rounded up is 4, right?
I'm still dead.
You're still dead.
So yeah. I'll just take half damage and call it quits.
Okay. Woo! That was fun.
Yeah. I have some cards in here I'm bummed I didn't get to use.
I kept getting cards to draw. A card.
I got... it's called a Wild West attack modifier, so I can spend a reload and then I can re-roll that dice, re-roll it, and then I still get to add an extra point of damage.
Nice.
On top of whatever that result would have been.
That's fun.
Didn't even get to use it.
None of us use our ultimate. Let's put that
again
up on the chalkboard. Game 1, Brain Lemonade 0.
Yeah.
But Corbin... One.
Nicole.
I'm advancing to the next round. So you can be commentator.
Ooh, can I pick the players for next or the characters for next round?
I think I was gonna let the players pick their characters.
Fine.
But I think we might need some sort of mediator, some short stuff. But it's also kind of thing that I wanted to do. It's like, if someone said, "What do you think I should play?" You know, and that's when we would like, you know, do a screening like. What kind of games have you played like this?
Right.
Then play the level 2 or play the level 5.
Right.
Because I would love to get someone in on this to play a level 5. And it'd also be fun to kind of continue doing this, you know? Because this will be probably our first episode of the Dice Throne on Brain Lemonade. Yeah, to do kind of a competition style. So our next two hosts will do their two characters and fight each other, and whoever moves on, I'll fight, mm-hmm. and then same on from there. And then we'll shake it up by getting new characters and doing it again.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. Put your money's on, yeah. I'm going to go as... I think I'm going to name myself as the Dark Samurai. So I'm using the Samurai.
Again?
Yeah, I'm still going to stay as a Samurai. Are we switching characters?
That's what I thought.
You want to switch characters with every round?
That's what I thought. Like, as it went forward, we would pick the boxes that are a little bit harder.
So it's the people moving on, not the characters moving
on. Oh.
That's what I was saying.
You're right. We should do characters.
Is it the people character moving
on? So the samurai.
So, like, I'm forever samurai.
Yeah.
You're forever gunslinger.
Right.
Or now you're not.
Now I'm not.
Yeah.
I could play somebody else.
But that's what I'm saying. You would, like coach the others.
I don't.
But you get what I mean.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Okay. Just because, you know, these games, sometimes, right in front of me right now, I can put this box away, and this is crazy. You know, it has a whole plastic bottom that fits all five dice, all mm-hmm. six-sided dice, and all your character tokens can fit, or not the character tokens, the effects tokens can all fit in one of these sides that look like a deck of cards, and then you get your deck of cards... And you put them on the other side. And right in the middle, you can put your combat point tracker and your health point tracker. Sorry, I'm putting it away at the same time as narrating.
It's like when we would watch Barney and they would narrate, like,
for real.
Cleaning up.
And then you put your character card in there. And then you put your character cover card in there. Get it? There's two. It's a long story, people. You won't get it. I'm just kidding.
Until you buy the game.
Not until you buy the game. Which, here's a cool thing. Like I said, you could, like, recently, I think Nicole and I even just found out that you can buy them in Target. You're just buying,
like a set of four?
But no. I think, is it a set of four? Yeah.
For the
set
Marvel.
Of four for the Marvel ones. So Marvel, I think the ones that they advertise are Miles Morales, Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
Black Widow. Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange, or Captain America and Doctor Strange. It's one of those combos.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Yeah, and they each can fit, like, it's not one of those, like, when you take your tent out of the box and then you can never put it back inside the box.
No, they did a good job making sure that, like...
They did an excellent job.
Everything will go back
how it is. Like, if I'm like, why can't I close this? Then I rearranged it wrong.
You did something wrong.
It's so perfect that, like, the symmetry people will be like, oh, nice.
Speaking of not being able to put your tent back in your bag, I saw this thing on TikTok, and apparently there's, like, a seam that, or, like, a tag that you're supposed to cut that it allows your tent bag to expand for people to put it away after it's been used and not, like, it'll actually, it's supposed to fit back in the bag. And it blew my mind. And I'm like, I want to get our tent out of storage to see if we've done that. Or if I'm just a badass and was able to actually fit my tent back in the bag without expanding it.
Hmm.
Well, we won't
Enigmas
know.
Enigmas all around.
I know. Sorry. Slightly sidetracked, but I saw that and I was like.
You're just happy with yourself.
Yeah.
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 I get it.
I know.
Sorry to say, Nicole, I didn't mean to beat you, but
it's
at
okay.
the same time, I don't try to take it easy either.
I know, and
try
I mean,
to have fun. That's what games are about. That's
yeah.
That's what fighting your spouses are about. That's what fighting your friends are about.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
And I mean, like, I think we've both won our fair shares of this game, regardless if we play it together
yeah,
or with,
that,
like, a group of people.
That at this point, we're having fun. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
When we ever get the...
excuse you.
It was the box.
I know.
How dare you. No. As soon as we can get the expansion where we could fight something together, that would be fun to do online.
Yeah.
Together. Keep in mind when we do these episodes, sometimes our game episodes, they can go to an hour long. We've even been in talks of going back to the hour and a half session longs, but that will be with a mid-break. For everyone, so that way we can take a second.
An intermission.
But
you could even make a song. An intermission song.
We're taking a break. Yeah, we could do that. Anyway, possibilities are limitless. The samurai will be back, but the gunslinger won't be.
She's swimming with the fishes. I don't know. What's a...
I don't think he killed you. I think he left you. Not for dead, but, you know, that kind of just left you for,
Like, in Shanghai Noon, where he just, like, buries him in the desert and gives him two chopsticks to dig him out.
Right, yeah.
Basically.
Well, like John Wick, you know, he sticks it, like, he's like, I stuck this in your, like, something artery, you know. If you stay still and get help, then you'll be fine. But if you try to walk and come after me, you'll die.
Yeah.
Like... that kind of thing.
Right.
So, I think, I don't know, it'd be kind of cool to say that gunslingers and samurais have this kind of code amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, samurais, or the gunslingers are like the samurais of the West.
That's what I'm saying.
Where samurais are like the West of the, you know, Asia, Tokyo, Japan. You get what I mean? I'm just trying
to... it's like the gunslinger
I'm trying to put the West...
the East.
Yeah, the Western and the samurai movies into like one... how Americans feel about that. You know what
it's
I mean?
Shanghai Noon.
Yeah, yeah. I can't fucking Owen Wilson. It was literally Owen Wilson versus Jackie Chan.
The whole
anyway,
time.
No, I'm joking.
Wow.
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 That was a good game.
That was a good game. GG.
Wow. We'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye.